Pasuk we pick up today in Siman Kuf Aleph Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Lo yispalo belibo levad. Person should not daven just in his heart. Rather, he must articulate the words with his lips. And he should make sure to go ahead and make the words heard to his ears silently. But he should not go ahead and allow his voice to be heard. So in the Ber Heitiv, he writes over here, Belibo and Sif Kotin Beis. So the Magen Avraham actually brings down in Machlokes as if one just davened in his heart or in his mind, was he yotze the mitzvah of tefillah or not? The Magen Avraham says it's a Machlokes. So la'oznav in Sifkot and Gimel in the Berhitiv, he writes, v'im lo ishmi la'oznav yotza. If one articulated the words but one did not allow them to be heard, he is still yotze. Ha'ariza lo haye mashmiya kala afilo bezimiras rak. And again, the Arizal apparently would not daven out loud at all. Just on Shabbos, apparently he raised his voice a bit. If a person is unable to have kavanah davening silently, he could go ahead and lift his voice slightly. But that's only if he's davening alone. But if he's davening with the congregation, with the group, then it's usher to raise his voice. Because if he raises his voice too much, he could come to go ahead and distract the tzibur. The Ramah adds in over here, and he says that if a person wants to daven out loud at home, in order to teach the members of his household, his children and others, how to daven, then this indeed would be permitted. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, and he says, Sif Gimel, Yesh Om Sheberash Hashanah V'Yom Kippur Mutar Lashmiya Kola B'Tfilah Afilu B'Tzibur. So some say that Hashanah V'Yom Kippur, you're allowed to daven out loud, even in the congregation. Mishnah Berurah says over here, Lashmiya, Berhitiv, Sif Kotin Hei, Ulufi Tamazor Mashma Da'asar, Lachinim Yochal Lachavin Balachash Adif Tfei. So according to the Zohar that we said earlier, the Berhitiv quoted the Zohar a little bit earlier on, and he explained that according to the Zohar, one's not supposed to daven out loud, and this would be true even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Lachinim yochal lechavin balachash adif tfei. So since again there are opinions that say that one should not daven out loud regardless, see, even the Shulchan Aruch says that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur you can do so. Nevertheless, again, if possible to do so without it, it would be if possible to do so davening in an undertone, that would be better. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here that the reason why on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur the halacha may be different, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Kotin Yud Aleph, he says, Ulamitra Tzibur Lo Chayshinon Kibben Shesidura Machzorim Biyadam. So, this is interesting. Since on Hashanah Yom Kippur, the assumption is that everybody is davening from a Siddur, from a Machzor, therefore, there's no real concern that one will come to go ahead and inadvertently disturb someone else's kavana. So the Rama says, "Hagav v'chino." Again, this indeed is the minog. Umikomakom yizaru sholag bia kolam yoser. However, again, one should be careful not yoser midai. One should go ahead and be careful not to go ahead and raise their voice too much. So, although technically speaking, one could raise their voice, one should be careful not to raise it too much so as not to disturb anyone else. Halacha dalid. A person could daven in any language that he wants. So the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, he says, as much as you could daven in any language you want, but the mitzvah min hamufchar, the most preferable mitzvah, is to daven in Hebrew. So he goes on, he says, this is with the congregation. But if you're davening by yourself, you should only daven in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew. Now, why the distinction? If you look at the Berhitiv, he says, it's quite beautiful. When a person davens, apparently when a person davens by themselves, so they, I guess, what the Berhitiv is saying is they rely on certain angelic intervention. to be able to assist in the raising up of the tefillos. The malachim, for example, do not speak Aramaic or perhaps other languages as well. Therefore, again, one has to make sure to daven Lashon HaKodesh. When one davens, however, with a tzib or with a congregation, so under these circumstances, the Ribono Shel Olam, God Himself, Bechvaldo Ba'atzmo, is there with the tzibur, and therefore, again, one could daven in any language because the Ribono Shel Olam obviously understands everything. V'yesh Omrim, so the Shulchan Aruch continues and he says, V'yesh Omrim, Dehani Mili Kishesh Shol Tzrachav. This is only so when he's asking his needs, Kigon Shispala Achola or Al Shum Tzar Shishlo Beveso, Aval Tvila HaKavua L'Tzibur, Afilu Yochid Yochola Omra B'chol Lashon. So that's actually quite interesting, that when is this true, that if you're davening by yourself, you should daven B'Lashon HaKodesh, but if you're davening with the Tzibur, you could daven in any language. This is talking about when you're asking your needs. So a person's davening for a particular chola, a person's davening on some type of tsa'ar that they have. That's when ultimately, again, a person should go ahead and dafka daven in Lashon HaKodesh. However, again, aval tefila kavua letzibur, but a tefila ultimately, again, that is set for the congregation, meaning a congregational prayer, even if one is davening it alone, afilu yachid lachala omer b'chol lashon, even an individual could recite it in any language he wants. The Mishnah Berurah explains this. If you look at Sifkot and Yudches, daf yachid, disvira lohu da malachim, excuse me, hakavua, yud zayin, techevan sha tefila kavua letzibur, akadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo pone le, afilu shelo bizman shatzir mispalim. So apparently now, the Shulchan Aruch is making is a distinction between personal petition and communal prayer. So apparently personal petition, when daven with the tzibur, apparently you can say it in any language. When davening yourself, it has to be Lashon HaKodesh. But communal prayer, even when one is davening a communal prayer by themselves, one is permitted, one can recite that tefillah b'chol lashon in any language. V'yesh omrim, others say, da'af yochid kishashol tzrachav yochol isha b'chol lashon shiyarza chutz milashon arami. Others say that when an individual is petitioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his own personal requests, he can also ask in any language, with the exception of Lashon Arami, with the exception of Aramaic, because ultimately, again, that's, as we said before, is a language that the angels do not speak, and therefore, again, one has to use some other language. Apparently, it's just Lashon Arami. Apparently, other languages, the Malachim do speak, so even if one is petitioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu on their own without a minion, one could go ahead and recite in any language, as long as it's not in Aramaic. So, bottom line, Halacha L'maaseh, when one is davening with the Tzibur, one could daven in any language one wants. When one is davening as a yochid, as an individual, so if one is saying parts of fixed prayer, so fixed prayer could be recited in any language. Petition, however, again, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions. The first opinion says personal petitions should be recited dafka in Lashon HaKodesh, should be recited in Dafka Hebrew, but fixed communal prayer, even though it's being said individually, can be said in any Lashon. Others say that even for personal petition, you could say in any language, just not in Aramaic. We'll stop over here. Mir Tashem, we'll pick up with Simon Kuf Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.